I've been a fish outside the water for far too long. But every time you try to throw me in, I still hold on. It's time for me to see this isn't meant to be. I'll move on as it all goes wrong. But nobody told me I would fall for you this way. I was just hoping, praying, wishing for a change. Late night talks, I lay here in my bed. And on it goes, I can't get you out my head. And this love was unexpected. Maybe the way you looked at me. And my heart jumped as I felt it. Hoping that we're supposed to be. And I thought that we connected. I guess that may have been just me. I've been waiting here for hours for you to come. But every time I seem to spy your face, you move along. It's time for me to see this isn't meant to be. I'll move on as it all goes wrong. But everyone tells me that's a foolish thing to say. Especially when you're the only thing that makes me stay. Once again, I lay here in my bed. And all these thoughts, they're running through my head. And this love was unexpected. Maybe the way you looked at me. As I felt it, hoping that we're supposed to be. And I thought that we connected. I guess that may have been just me. Fish outside the water for far too long.
Woo!
Oh, that was awesome. Cool. Well, that just about wraps up our hour here with Blank Vinyl Project. Thanks so much for coming to 24 Hours, guys.
Thank you again so much for having us. Yeah, and I just want to say thank you to Traffic and Gert as well for coming in and kind of showing everyone what we're doing here.
Yeah, some exciting news that looks like you guys might have a show on CITR next semester.
Yeah, we're working on it. Yeah.
It's in the works.
Yeah, really, that would be super cool. All right. Well, yeah, be sure to check out the Blank Vinyl Project on Facebook and Twitter, not to be confused with Black Vinyl.
Absolutely.
And look out for the events that they're putting on campus next semester. So, yeah. Cool. We have some AMS execs coming in to chat with us up next on 24 Hours, so don't go away. Right now, we're going to hear a track from the band La Luz out of Seattle called What Good Am I? Thank you.
sophomore album Loungewear from the Portland duo Mel Brewers brings together the Zulu rhythms of Dionysian New Orleans street folk with the kinetic dub bluegrass of New York nerdcore. However, this decrepit rehash only tortures the nubile freshness of their debut, the Whackjite Travelogues. This can only be seen as the decline of a nascent career before it has even begun to incline, and receives their lowest score yet, 7.4 Radioheads out of 10 Arcade Fires.
Want an alternative to music blogs? Discorder Magazine has been supporting Vancouver's independent music community for over 30 years. Come help keep local music journalism alive at the Discorder fundraiser and launch party this December 4th, featuring Rec Center, Skinny Kids, Other Jesus, and CITR's very own DJ Pop Tours. Doors are at 8, with $5 cover before 10 and $10 after. It's happening this Thursday, December 4th, at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. December's best new fundraiser, as selected by Discorder editors.
Hi, you're listening to CITR radio station. We're doing the 24 hours of student power, and we're here with Eleanor and Ava.
And what's your name?
And I'm UC.
What do you do at CITR?
I'm the outreach coordinator at CITR. This is actually my first time on air.
Very exciting.
So I'm super excited.
Very exciting. So we have Ava here with us, and she is a member of the AMS executive team. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
All right. Well, I am very excited to be here on 24 Hours of Student Power with CITR. Where do I begin? Okay, number one, I would say I work with the new sub, and so it's in its construction completion phase, which is really exciting. It means that they're almost done construction, and in January they will be doing a major massive sweep of the building, cleaning all the windows and the doors, and after that it's a process called commissioning. So for about 6 to 8 weeks they'll be testing the life safety systems, fire alarms, sprinklers, things like that. And it'll be open. After that, and there's just like a huge move associated with that, shuffling over telephone lines, offices, clubs, other groups. Other than that, we have about 368 clubs this week. The number goes up, the number goes down. And that's one of my absolute favorite parts of the work that I do. Nice. With the AMS. So working with clubs, we have socials that we plan a few times a year. Not too often. We know they're busy, the club execs. We have SAC meetings where we approve new clubs. So they come in with a presentation, and so long as they don't have major overlap and are like a replica of a different club and they have cool ideas for things to do, then they get all of the AMS perks, I guess. Free bookings, booths in the concourse, club stays, office or locker space. And other than that, it's Shinerama, which is wrapping up now.
Nice.
We had a big campaign throughout the summer and earlier on in September. And then recently I've been doing some work with the tuition and housing and that topic that's come up, as well as, I think that's most of it. Oh, and we're selling the Whistle Watch.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yes. So your official title, you're the VP admin, correct?
Administration.
Right.
Yep.
And so how many other execs are there that you work alongside with? How big is that team?
In total, the team is 5.
Okay.
We have the president, who's Tanner, Tanner Boker. And then we have the VP academic, which is Ann Kessler. VP Finance, Mateusz Miondolikowski. Tough name to pronounce.
Yeah.
And then we have Bahara Jokar, who's our VP External, and myself.
Nice. So
5
nice.
In total.
And you actually forgot one of the things that you do, which is very dear to us, is which you sit on CITR's Board of Directors.
I do sit on CITR's Board of Directors. It is one of the fun boards that I sit on.
Yeah. Sweet. So I guess maybe one of the things that has been happening recently that a lot of people are, like you mentioned, you touched on the increases in housing, the residential housing fees and the international tuition, and the AMS has been doing some organization around that. And you guys are actually, I think, is it Ann Kessler preparing to present to the Board of Governors tomorrow?
That's right. Yep. December 2nd is the board meeting, and Anne has been working alongside a whole bunch of different student leaders that mm-hmm. have been going to the meetings and things like that, mm-hmm. Consulting with council on her presentation for the Board of Governors, and so she'll be presenting tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, because that's one of the, I mean, from the way I perceive it, that's one of the biggest things that you do as AMS execs, to advocate on behalf of the students and listen to, right? So has that been kind of an interesting experience with everything that's happened with the residence fees and the tuition this year and just students' responses?
I think personally, yes, because as one person in a sort of a sea of 50,000, there are so many different opinions and so many different levels of involvement and so many different facets of the student body to consider as you're doing your representing. So I think the most important thing in terms of that is to find a middle road, I guess, so that you're doing your best to represent all and not just one group or one very personal opinion.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that is insanely difficult.
It can be at times. Yeah. You have to do your best, I think.
And remember that you cannot make everybody happy.
Indeed.
There's always going to be a few dissenters, but, you know, life wouldn't be interesting without those people. So
you can't have the good without the bad. I wrote a 12-page paper on that last week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm sure you're glad that's done now.
It's all about the contract.
Do most execs most execs now don't do full-time classes while they're in those positions, right? Because it's too much time.
It's recommended that we don't. A few of us are anyways, and it somehow works, I guess, if you don't value sleep in a very high regard.
Okay.
So I think for the position of president specifically, it's recommended absolutely no more than one course.
Mm-hmm.
And for the rest of the exec as well, they sort of highly recommend it, especially if you like to have some time to go and do like yoga classes
or normal things,
or, you know, normal things that normal people do.
Yeah.
But as a student, you also have to graduate at some point.
Yes.
So
also very
a few
true.
Of us are doing three. I don't think nobody's doing five.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely not.
That would be very, I can't imagine. Yeah. Five courses in general, I've realized, is a lot. Even when you're not one of the AMS execs who's also doing a full-time, very demanding job. So, yeah. Props to you guys. All right. Maybe we'll take a quick little break and play a song that you requested, actually. What song are we going to listen to?
This is Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra.
Nice.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song.
let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
and we're back. That was Fly Me to the Moon by St. Frank Sinatra. This is 24 Hours of Student Power here on CITR. My name is Eleanor, one of the execs of CITR's student population, and I'm joined by Ava, the VP Administration for the UBC AMS Executives. Did that make sense? That
was
a little bit right around way. I don't have really good words today, so it's a really good day to be on the radio, but anyways, while we were listening to that, we were talking about the new sub, which is one of the things that you work a lot with. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're very excited, as we all are.
Ooh, you do not know the half of this.
But you were saying something really cool about one of the, is it like a, it's going to be a general club, like a resource space for clubs?
So there's a space that's actually very close to the CITR office in the basement of the new sub. And the space originally was meant to be the brewery.
Right.
And it was then changed to an entrepreneurial center without changing any of the millwork or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just the programming behind the center then transformed into a sustainability center. And one thing that we recently realized we might be able to do with the programming, just to get more students in through the door and more people engaged with the idea of sustainability, which sometimes I think can be considered as a sort of a buzzword, which is really sad. One of the things we want to do with the new building, it's got LEED Platinum status, which is like the most sustainable you could ever imagine. and so with the Sustainability Center, we're looking at putting a lot of resources for clubs in there as well,
mm-hmm.
so that they find the value in those resources. And in that space, they can then learn how to have more sustainable practice for the club.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll be able to rent out a box of reusable plastic plates and forks instead of taking the paper ones
totally.
For their group meeting and other things like that. Rent out tents, maybe.
Thanks.
We're still sorting out some of the finer details in there.
Yeah.
But
you got some time.
Yeah.
That's exciting. We're very excited to move as well. So it will be a nice bigger space for everybody. And I'm also very intrigued to see what happens in this old sub afterwards. But
Do you want to know?
They're not tearing it down, right?
I'm not sure there. I do know that for a little bit after the time that we move into the new sub, this sub will be kept open.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's a few groups staying in here, right?
Exactly, yeah. So one thing I think is going to be interesting is we are thinking of opening the barrier between the basements of the new sub and the old.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a short amount of time, you might be able to walk from the new sub down the hallway into the old sub and kind of have this like retro experience attaching the two, the old and the new.
Yeah, that's really cool. Awesome. Well, yes, very excited about that. Very excited about moving. And that's pretty cool that you've got to work on that project a lot. Would you say, like, if you had to choose a part of your job as an exec that you liked the best, would you be able to do that? Or
I don't know.
It's fine if you can't.
I have a very strong background with the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Before I was VP Admin, I was VP Internal with the Arts Undergraduate Society.
Nice.
So I worked really closely with the 22 departmental clubs under the Faculty of Arts.
Nice.
And that's where I found that passion.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got more and more involved with the new sub, it's like choosing between two children. You know, if you have a set of twins, how do you say, I love this one more?
Choices.
You can't.
No.
You just, it's not.
Gotta make choices.
Mm-hmm.
So what What is the timeline like? Because you are elected as an exec at the end of the year, correct?
Yeah, so actually our term is a very interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine specifically, I started in February.
Okay.
Where usually execs start in March. So I started a month early. That's kind of an anomaly. But historically, elections have been held in January, and end of January is when they announce the results.
Okay.
And the term is up then after, so first day of actual work as an exec starts on the 1st of March.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes until the 29th of February, yeah. the next year.
Nice.
But one thing that they have done with elections is they've moved them from January to March.
Interesting.
So as an exec team, we get 14 instead of 12 months because we were elected in January and our terms end in March. So we're that transition year.
Oh, the weird year. So you get a little bit more time, leave your mark. That's cool. And I mean, do you have any perspectives or advice to offer people who would be considering running for AMS positions or things
absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely. I would say do it. Even if you don't think you can do it, just go for it, because what do you have to lose?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to judge you if you don't make it. And if you do and you weren't expecting to, then you tried, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think as long as you know that you tried, that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that thinking that, you know, that I can't get the votes or I don't have enough networks or anything like that would not act as a deterrent for anyone considering running. Especially because you never know.
Yeah.
Like when I was running, I didn't have much experience with the AMS at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was just ridiculous. You know, when the conversations first started, I was like, no, absolutely, what?
Yeah.
Not possible.
Yeah.
And here we are. So
of course.
I would say,